It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Fashion designer Donna Karan talked about the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment drama and says women may be asking for it given the clothes they are wearing and how they are presenting themselves these days.
It's been a hard time for women. To see it here in our own country is very difficult. But I also think, how do we display ourselves? How do we present ourselves as women? What are we asking? Are we asking for it? You know, by presenting all the sensuality and all the sexuality, you know, and what are we throwing out to our children today? I don't think it's only Harvey Weinstein. I don't think we're only looking at him. I think we're looking at a world much deeper than that. When you look at everything all over the world today, you know, and how women are dressing and, you know, what they're asking by just presenting themselves the way they do. What are they asking for?
Dude. Trouble.
That is the dumbest biatch I've ever heard in my life.
Her career is over.
That's like saying, like, well, I mean, if you go to a party, ladies, and you get drunk, you could get raped.
Well, that's
right?
Exactly what she's saying.
Come on.
Or
I mean,
if you're dressed in...
You were having a good time.
Yeah.
What a dumb biatch.
ESPN has suspended host Jemele Hill for 2 weeks after tweeting fans can hurt NFL owners by boycotting certain advertisers. Last month, Hill called President Donald Trump a white supremacist. She was not suspended for that tweet. Hollywood couple Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are not giving their kids any Christmas gifts this holiday season.
What?
She said, last year when we celebrated Christmas, Wyatt was two and it was too much. We didn't give her anything. It was the grandparents. The kid no longer appreciates that one gift. They don't even know what they're expecting. They're just expecting stuff. NeNe Leakes is apologizing for wishing rape upon another woman. The reality star posted her apology on Facebook saying, I truly regret and apologize for what I said from the stage in Oakland over the weekend. Sometimes words can cut deep and hurt when you have no intentions of them doing so. NeNe was getting booed on stage during a stand-up set in Oakland over the weekend when she told one of the hecklers in the crowd she hoped her Uber driver raped her on the way home. Gross.
That's disgusting.
Over the weekend, Taylor Swift's fans on social media noticed that their favorite singer was popping up on their Instagram accounts. Swift also revealed some vital information about her music and her cats. While Swift has been keeping a low profile lately, fans have been wondering how her cats Meredith and Olivia are doing. Well, she answered that in a fan's Instagram Live. She said the cats are alive and well, still very fuzzy. She also slid into one fan's DMs and shared her thoughts on Instagram Live. She said, these Instagram Live things are so much fun. I feel like I've discovered a new world. And the Pussycat Dolls are getting back together. After 8 years, the band featuring Nicole Scherzinger launched a brand new website for fans, but their future plans are still a mystery. A source says the girls finally found a time that works for everyone. They've decided to leave the past in the past and are ready to move forward.
Which means none of them could succeed on their own.
Yep. And Jesse James Decker announced Monday that she and hubby Eric Decker are expecting their third child together. The Eric and Jesse reality show star shared the news with daughter Vivian Rose and son Eric Jr. in an adorable Instagram video. Oh my gosh, it's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. She's telling her little girl Vivian that she's pregnant and she is kicking and clapping and she's so excited. There's a baby in your tummy. It's the cutest. So she said, Eric and I are so excited to share with y'all that we are expecting baby Decker number 3. And it's the best. They're going to expect that baby in the end of March. That is the garbage.